Sandy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI on a Friday. Ah, oh, feels good. The Olympics start. Well, now, get into that a little bit coming up. Tomorrow's National Tequila Day. Tequila. What's that song go? Or whatever. You ever seen people do that at karaoke bars?
Oh, you put me on the spot. I'm going to remember it as soon as we are done talking.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, let's get to what's trending with our news. Here we go. Fort Wayne GM plant shut down here for the next week because of, well, COVID-19 restrictions in other countries have made getting those chips, those semiconductor chips, even harder to come by. There's been a shortage for quite some time. Now we're at the point where we're going to just stop making trucks. In Flint, Michigan, similar plant has stopped all shifts except first. So this disruption starts Monday and hopefully does not last beyond next week. COVID-19 numbers are up in all 50 states and in most countries around the world. New cases technically are up 300% in recent weeks, which means we are trending toward another bad time this fall, unless more people take precautions when it comes to vaccination rates. Oh, by the way, look, that's my next story. ABC 21, want to give them credit. They did a digging deeper on long-term care facilities in Fort Wayne. 19 of the 26 long-term care facilities in Fort Wayne had staff vaccination rates less than 50%. And of the 26 reporting, only one long-term care facility had employee vaccination rates over 75%. COVID will continue to be a narrative of the Tokyo Olympics, which, by the way, it's the 2020 Games in 2021.
Right.
I think that's also funny. Yesterday, three more athletes were announced out of the Games because of positive COVID tests. Again, if you do want to watch the opening ceremonies tonight, they're obviously on a tape delay. 7:30 p.m. on NBC is when they start. And it's continuing COVID to affect the upcoming NFL season. If any games have to be canceled because of COVID outbreaks among non-vaccinated players or staff, that team with the outbreak will take a loss if the game cannot be rescheduled during the regular 18-week season. So again, that could cause some teams to be impacted during the record mid-season. It's affecting gambling. Mm-hmm. Like, look, if you got a star athlete and they're out with COVID and you don't have a deep enough roster and it's a big position, wide receiver, running back, quarterback, that's going to have a huge impact on this upcoming NFL season. And finally, as we round out what's trending with our news, I like the show, so I'll highlight it. I know a lot of people haven't watched it because it's on Apple TV Plus, but season 2 of the comedy hit Ted Lasso premieres tonight or today, and then new episodes will stream every Friday. I will say this, it is hard to find comedy these days. Nobody's doing there's no Bridesmaids, there's no Hangover.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be funny in Hollywood because they risk offending everybody.
Are you an office person?
I am, but you couldn't film The Office today.
Yeah. My sister, absolutely. And she has told me, like, you've got to watch, like, you just have to watch it. Like, get into it a couple more times. And I need to. I need some comedy in my life.
I forget where it's at now. Was it on Hulu or a Peacock? It jumped ship. It was on Netflix for a while, but then it's not in there anymore.
Yeah.
But again, you couldn't film because it's so inappropriate and it's so awkward when it comes to things that are no longer tolerated. Sexism. Racism.
Yep.
There's jokes about that. You couldn't do that today.
No.
That's a quick peek as to what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. I don't know how much you follow any of the Indianapolis news. They have a serial neighborhood pooper.
Serial neighborhood pooper?
Yeah.
Where does he go around pooping? Excuse me, I apologize.
Yeah. Police are investigating strange neighborhood nuisance in Fishers.
Oh my goodness.
Neighbors in the Windermere neighborhood say a woman carries her own toilet paper but leaves her messes behind when she's either running or jogging. Now, anybody who knows about this has happened in neighborhoods. I remember Denver was in the news with this a couple years ago.
So she's running or jogging her daily little jog and gets the urge to go and just goes in people's yards?
Yes.
Wherever she's at?
Yes.
She drops it?
Correct. And so
that brings her own toilet paper.
Brings her TP because she knows it's obviously an issue. Like when my wife goes jogging, this happens.
That you feel like you got to go.
No, she does go. Oh. Not like in people's yards, but an accident happens and I have to like come and pick her up.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, oh, that's well. True. See, isn't it funny how you have sympathy for her, but not the lady who drops trout?
Okay, but not... She calls you and says, listen, I pooped my pants.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This one's just dropping it everywhere.
Fishers police say the unidentified woman...
She's going to kill you, by the way, for telling you that story.
Oh, no. She said it before here on the air. They've identified the woman responsible. Police did not reveal her identity, but they have encouraged her to seek professional assistance. She is a jogger, and they have continued to put signs up.
Oh my goodness.
This neighborhood is a no poop zone.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
No.
They had to put signs up.
Uh-huh. And so they are, this is one of the funniest stories.
Maybe she needs to carry dog bags.
One resident in the neighborhood goes, at least she could bring a bag.
Yes.
Like the rest of us do when we use it to clean up after our animals.
Exactly.
But she does not do that. And so now authorities have finally been able to catch her in the act. And yes, signs have been posted because they basically are like, this was a warning call that she was going to be under surveillance and it still didn't stop her from being caught in the act.
Well, like I said earlier, I wouldn't know what that's about because I don't run anywhere.
You don't run. I understand it, but for the most part.
Unless at work they say free donuts. You know what I mean? I don't run or jog. I never have been, so I don't know what that's like, but oh my God. Yeah, carry a dog bag.
If I thought it was a chronic issue for me and I still wanted to get my fitness on, two things. Treadmill would be answer number one.
Yes.
The other would be I would change my route.
Yeah.
So that if I was running... I would be at all times near a McDonald's, a gas.
So you know where you could run to quickly.
Literally. I mean, life's better with options. Give yourself some.
Exactly. Instead of people's yards.
Oh, my God. No, that's a true story out of Fishers.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's finally we're able to catch the serial neighborhood pooper.
Love it.
It's not a dog. Sandy in the morning, it's Magic 95.1 Magic Trivia this morning. Lindsay's in studio with me, Nurse Lindsay from Bluffton, mom of two. 4-win Philharmonic prize pack up for grabs. Those who have one of these only use it an average of about 8 times per month. One word I can add to that clue to help give you a hint goes like this. Those who still have one of these use it on average of about 8 times per month, which doesn't feel like a lot to me. It's Andy in the morning. Hi, what's your guess?
Hot tub.
Hot tub. Hot tub is not right. Can I tell you, that is the one midlife crisis purchase I want.
I want one really bad.
I want a hot tub so stinking bad. My neighborhood association wrote its rules in 1982. Okay. They've never updated them, and they've banned hot tubs.
I will never live in an area that has a neighborhood association.
I hate that.
Nope,
drives me nuts. I'm going to punch him right in the neck.
Yep.
Andy in the morning, hi, what's your guess?
Is it a grill?
Is it a grill is not right. Thank you for the call.
I do like a
grill. I got my smoker. Oh.
Yeah, you like your smoker.
That is like, I don't know why I like it, but I'm at the age where I like it. It doesn't
like
make
to
any
smoke
sense.
The meat.
Yes. Andy in the morning, hi, what's your guess?
A landline phone.
Is exactly right.
Oh, I didn't even know the answer to that. That is on point.
Yep.
Yes.
Those who still have one of these that are clinging to it only use it about 8 times per month, and the answer is a landline phone. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, do you have a landline, or your parents, or who?
I do not.
Okay, my parents still have a landline.
So do mine.
Oh, they cling to it. Oh, they love a good landline.
I'm not sure why my parents still have one. We haven't had one in years.
The only people who call on the landline are me.
Yeah.
They're like relatives, brothers and sisters of my parents. And then, but 90% of the call are telemarketers.
Yes.
90%.
Yep.
All right. Tell you what, if you hang on here behind the scenes, we're going to grab some info and we're going to hook you up with that great prize from the Fort Wayne Philharmonic. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on. Those who still have one of these only use it 8 times per month. Again, landline is the answer. I mentioned a few minutes ago that my neighborhood association won't allow me to have a hot tub.
Listen.
Okay.
I just had this conversation with a friend of mine. I could never live. How do you do it? I mean, That is my house that I am paying for.
Well, I think that I don't like
that. I'm not going to have somebody tell me what flowers I can plant, what fence I'm going to have, whether I can have a pool or a hot. No way.
It bothers me. It bothers me on things like that. Like, I think you should be able to, like, you should fence in your hot tub for safety, but and you should be able to have some rules in your charter that say, hey, like, don't paint your house in a way of that devalues the neighborhood. I understand that
rule. Okay, but when it comes to, like, you can't have a pool, it has to be this kind, it has to be this kind of, you and I would not mesh well, neighborhood association.
Let me ask this to listeners then. Anybody listening this morning, do you have crazy neighborhood association rules? If so, what are they?
Yeah, I would love to. This is going to get me all hot and bothered this morning because I don't do well with that.
My neighborhood is actually our city. The city of Fort Wayne police is where our trash cans go. You cannot have your trash cans to the side of your house that are, there's a certain distance to them.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Or you have to put a fence around them so you don't see them from the street. That's the rule.
Oh, my goodness sake.
Crazy neighborhood association rules. If anybody wants to share
all
any.
All right. You just need to move to Bluffton to my neighborhood.
It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Lindsay's back in studio with me this morning. We were talking about crazy neighborhood association rules. I got a riddle for you when it comes to that. Where does everybody fall on this sort of neighborhood dilemma? You ever been walking your dog or you see somebody in your neighborhood walking the dog?
Yes.
And they have the little bag of poo.
Uh-huh.
That they're carrying around.
Yep.
Is everybody cool with that person putting the bag of poo in your trash can? Or do you think it's the best way to do it is to... Don't you think that... Should the person be forced to carry the bag of poo until they get back to their trash can in their name?
Or a public trash can. Like if you are walking in an area where there's
public... So you're offended. You're offended.
I don't want somebody throwing their dog poo in my trash can. I don't.
What do you mean?
Okay. Well, listen. Okay. So we keep our trash cans up by our house, which apparently you're not allowed to do.
We're not.
But that's where we keep ours, on the side of the house. So, I mean, somebody would have to physically walk up there to throw it away. But, I mean, I guess...
What if it's on trash day? What if it's on trash day by the curb?
I don't know. I just think it's kind of weird.
Did you know technically it's a crime?
Is it really?
Technically, it's a crime.
To put other people's trash in your trash?
Correct. To put your
trash...
It's kind
of like the mailbox. Like, you can't get in... Like, you can't open up somebody else's mailbox and, like, put something in there.
Right, because then that's a theft of government service.
Yes.
The other one, the trash can, is a theft of service. Like, you can't technically... Let's just say you want to throw out, I don't know, something stinky. I don't know, or something that's gross. A whole bunch of fish that went bad in your house.
Uh-huh.
You can't take it to a restaurant's dumpster and put it in there without it technically being a crime.
Really? Yeah. I mean, I guess I understand. I mean, it's not yours, but...
But nobody's policing it.
I know, I don't know. I just think that to throw somebody's dog poop in your trash can...
I've done it a million times.
Well, Andy, why does that not surprise me?
I mean, I usually carry...
Never mind, don't move to my neighborhood, please.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
I'm like, oh, well, there's a trash can and here's this.
I don't know. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could do... It's poop.
But could you throw anything away in somebody else's trash can? Could you be like, hey, my trash can's full. It's trash day.
I could throw like a paper towel or a napkin or a Kleenex.
Would you bring a whole... Let's say your trash can's full. You have a whole extra bag of trash.
No.
Would you walk it over to your neighbor's trash can?
I would ask them first.
Okay, you would.
Oh, absolutely.
You would.
Yes. I would say, listen, you know, we had a birthday party or we had like, if you have room, like, no, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I would ask first.
I kind of want to know if anybody. Is
You've
it,
done it. It.
Well, I've done it for sure. I did it this week.
Oh, and you didn't ask?
I didn't
Your
ask
neighbors
that.
Are listening thinking, that's where that extra dog
yes,
poop
it
came
is.
From.
Yes, I've done it. Is anybody, am I the only one? Big deal or not a big deal?
Oh, no, I think this happens a lot. I think it happens a lot.
Is it a big deal or not a big deal to put something else in a neighbor's trash can? I mean, it depends on what the something else is. Like, if it's criminal, that would be bad.
Yeah, don't be bringing dog poo.
I have no problem with that. At least you picked it up.
I mean, I
hate the people who just leave it in my yard.
Yeah.
Those are the people I want to nunchuck.
Oh, my husband would have a fit. He would hunt you down.
Mm.
He would hunt you down.
Really? Would he get upset? Come out of the house?
No, I mean if you let your Great Dane
poop
in our
yard. Oh, and not pick it up?
Ugh.
See, that's where I'm at. See, I'd rather you at least pick it up. Yeah. For you to like just not, that's where I find the greater disparity.
And I think that if somebody just walked up and threw it away, he'd probably be like, what the heck? But if somebody was like, hey, you know, do you mind if I throw this away? He'd probably, no, go ahead.
Exactly.
It's a respect thing.
So why? It's a respect thing.
Yeah, like asking permission because it's like on our property, I guess.
It's Andy in the morning. Big deal or not a big deal? Using your neighbor's trash can. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. What's your most awkward purchase you ever made? You can think about it. Rhetorical question. Lindsay from Bluffton back in studio with me this morning. Now, according to new research, one of the things we're learning is people are stopping or refusing to buy what could be considered embarrassing purchases in person anymore. So when it comes to like condoms or contraceptives, hemorrhoid cream, upset stomach relief, more and more people refuse to buy that in person because of the judgment that takes place by the cashier.
You know that cashier's judging you.
I think sometimes they don't even care.
I think so, too. It's just like, okay, another box of condoms.
Yeah, they don't care. You know, it's just, I feel like you are in your own head more than they are in yours.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't even know if they pay attention.
I don't think they pay attention sometimes.
I think they're just looking for barcodes. They don't even necessarily care.
Like, I know when I got a pregnancy test with, I think it was my youngest, because we didn't get pregnant the first month with her. But yeah, the cashier was like, you know, asked me something about buying the pregnancy test. And I was just like, that's not really your business. Like, that's why people don't want to come buy this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're in your own. I mean, what did it say? 90% of people are willing to pay extra buying personal hygiene or self-care products online, like through an Amazon or a Walmart.com, than they are by risking judgment or getting questions.
Oh, yeah.
Small
I have
check.
No problem clicking on my Walmart all right, pickup.
Bing,
all this
bing,
stuff.
Bing, bing. See, some of the things, I got to tell you, these things, these are the 10 most embarrassing products people purchase. By the way, like pads and stuff like that, tampons, they're not on this list, are they?
Period products.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Number nine.
Okay. All right. By the way, my wife, she needs some of those things every now and again. You have to send me a picture.
Yeah. My husband, bless his soul. One time, we've been together over 20 years, and one time, it wasn't even for me.
Yeah.
It was for someone else in our house. And I, you know, do you need anything? No. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I need you to pick this up. And he's like, oh, my God. And I sent him a picture, and bless his soul, he came back with exactly what we needed.
I need the picture because I didn't know there's so many options.
Yes.
Ultra turbo protection versus regular. I'm like, who knows?
Yeah. I've actually seen a video. Yeah. I don't know if it was just like a meme or something that the husband's like, is the size of your
stuff
lady bits down there, is it regular or super
max
super plus? Like, what size is it? And it's like, it's not about the size, it's about the flow, you know? It's just so funny.
Because that's what
I thought too.
Yeah. I was like, I didn't know. I was like, who measures that? You got the circumference? What is happening?
I love it so much.
All right. Most embarrassing products. See, they have bed bug spray on here. I don't think it. Head lice. I mean, to me, that's not like your poor hygiene. That's just like you got an infection of it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hemorrhoid cream, cold sore. I'm not embarrassed about cold sores.
Listen, if I've got the diarrhea, I'm going and buying something. Right. I don't care if you judge me or not.
I agree with you on that. I will tell you the most embarrassing purchase I ever made, though, was in college.
This is a great story.
That's true. I bought the adult balloons, as I call them. That's how my parents taught me what they were.
Yeah.
And then I bought, for some reason, like I said, look, 75% of people are worried about being judged by the cashier, so they'll grab other random items to throw them off the scent. So I grabbed a spatula and honey.
Yeah. Okay. Seriously, you cannot grab adult balloons, a spatula, and honey. Like, that cashier, I don't care. She or he is going straight to, what kind of a freak is this in the bedroom?
Yes.
Immediately when he told me the story, I was like, what are we doing with that spatula?
I remember it to this day. Stories of your most embarrassing or awkward purchase. Showbiz news, we'll get to that here in just a beat. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Lindsay's in studio this morning. You know, everybody's got like a weird addiction. Like, you can go down a rabbit hole online of watching certain videos.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I love chiropractor videos.
Yes.
Back cracking, neck cracking videos.
Oh, I just messaged a friend of mine like 2 days ago and was like, her and her husband are chiropractors. I'm like, can you please do this to me when you come home?
Just
like to Bluffton again. And she's like, yes, I will. And I just woke my husband up in the middle of the night to crack my neck because I had a headache.
I would love, I think there's certain professions that I would assume there's a perk to be married to. Married to a chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
Married to a doctor in general, but a chiropractor?
Yeah.
Oh, Papa Bear. All right, let me listen to a crack, then I'll get to show business. Can I just get one here?
Oh! Do you hear it?
Yeah.
It's like you feel it. You feel it in your soul.
That's her pinky toe.
Oh!
Oh, Papa. Ooh!
You can feel it in your soul just hearing those cracks. It's like, I need that done bad.
People like pimple pop videos. Those are good.
Yes.
I love a good back
crack. I follow somebody on TikTok. He's a chiropractor. And he hooks people up to like the microphone so you can hear it.
Yes.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I want to drive to where you're at.
God, that's so good. I mean, that literally gets me going. All right, showbiz news. Here we go. Season 2 of Ted Lasso is available starting today, and then new episodes will stream every Friday on Apple TV Plus. I didn't want to like season 1, but boy did I.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, Ted Lasso. Jason Sudeikis, I'm a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. Whitney Houston Hologram is going to have a residency coming to Harrah's Casino in Las Vegas starting this fall, October 26th. The question is, how much money would you pay to watch a hologram Whitney accompanied by a live band, backup singers, and dancers? Like I said, I might go. You know, if it's an hour show and it's $50, okay. Because sometimes the things on the strip are too expensive.
I just think it's weird.
But you're right.
I think it's a little weird.
I would do a hologram MJ. I would do Michael.
Yeah. I think it's different if it's just like we kind of talked about earlier, just like a pop-up, like, oh, one song, or, oh, you know, this would have been like Whitney's year of whatever. Let's have a hologram. But to have a whole show, I think, is a little odd.
Live Nation is selling $20 tickets on this upcoming Wednesday to almost 1,000 different shows. It's part of their Return to Live campaign to help celebrate concerts coming back. It's trying to let you know. It's kind of like movie theaters running a deal to get you back. So Live Nation's going to be doing that. I don't know if it's all like it's the great shows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what the promotion is. I got to dig into that.
There's a lot of people who are ready to get back to concerts.
To me, it's concerts is like a summer thing, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Feels like you should have been doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, I don't know if everybody keeps track of world records when it comes to divorce, spousal support payments, but Dr. Dre was ordered to pay his estranged wife, Nicole, close to $300,000 per month, and it starts this coming August 1st into perpetuity unless she remarries or enters into a domestic partnership.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a healthy amount of money.
I would be like, I am never remarrying.
I would never remarry.
I'm just going to bank what you give me.
It's 200, like 93.
Yeah, it's almost $300,000 a month.
That is nuts.
What a normal person makes in 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's a quick peek as to what's happening in Hollywood.
Connect with Andy in the morning, all day long. Just look for Andy in the podcast at magic951.com. It's Andy in the morning on Magic 95.